Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Light Show Test Session. Whew! I am Daniela Breen, and we are starting right now. I don't know whether I just cut in through my talk. As this is a test run, I'm figuring this all out as I go. So welcome, and enjoy this whole process. Now, the purpose of the light show, the intention of the light show, is for everyone who chooses to hold the light to gather once a month and stand with me holding the light. Holding the light for themselves in their form, holding the light for humanity, for the world, for the conditions of peace, harmony, belonging, togetherness, friendship, alignment, wholeness, and freedom. And that is what we're here for. That is what this time in history is about. So, this show is dedicated to that, to the holding of light. During each show, I will be sharing consciousness around holding light in your form, holding light as a condition, as a choice. I will be sharing consciousness around developing and deepening your ability to hold light. And it may well be that you are a master at this, that you have been holding light for a long time and have developed ways that makes you really strong in holding light. And I welcome that. And it may be that you're not even sure what holding light really means, but you're attracted to the idea of light and holding light. You may even realize that light feels good and you want to learn more. Everyone is welcome here because the primary and core foundation of this show is the actual holding of light. So the sharing of information, which I will get into in a moment, all of those aspects and more will be occurring throughout the 1 hour show as we go through it. But the primary and core purpose, intention, is for us to stand side by side around the world in light, in form, as light, holding light in strength. So whether you participate in the activities or whether you merely stand with us and hold light, you are so welcome to join us. You are so welcome to participate. Your light is welcome. So I mentioned processes a moment ago, and a process is something where I guide you through a journey of condition and consciousness to develop your presence with light, to align you more deeply with your light, to support your strength in your form and how to align with light in your form. There are so many ways in which our relationship with light can deepen, strengthen, expand, and develop. Your form is your God design. It is the design of the human being. And your alignment with your soul, with your light, takes conscious presence, effort, work, desire, choice, and action. You must hold in action, in presence, with your form, with your life, in order to become strong and expand and deepen that strength in light. It is not something that occurs naturally, automatically, particularly at this point in history where we are returning home from a condition that separated us from the knowing of light, from the knowing of our sacredness. We are past the old time, the old design, the old regime that has been an enslavement of humanity. We have left that condition. However, the distortion remains. We are still disengaging from the distortion, clearing the distortion, and coming home. That is the journey that we are on these days. And so, as each of us, as every person, comes into alignment with the clarity, the understanding, and a developing relationship with light, so it goes that we can gather together, hold light standing together, choose light standing together, deepen our relationship with light together as individuals and as a whole. And as we do that, we strengthen ourselves. We strengthen the light of humanity. We strengthen our presence home. And we generate a complex range of options, of pathways for the rest of humanity to come home by. In other words, for all of humanity as they come into awareness, as more light reaches them, as they see more, understand more, relate to more, as they awaken more, as their deepening presence of conscious awareness strengthens. Their pathways home will be stronger, more available, more widely suitable, easier, simpler, stronger. Things will get easier, which means they will move more quickly, which means that humanity will be home soon and in wholeness. And what does it take? An hour of your time once a month. 1 hour of your time once a month. That you've got to say that's not a difficult commitment to make. And the presence benefits you most deeply. Understand that even right now, as I speak to you, with you, we are already holding light. It's happening right now because we are talking about it, because we are here intending it. It is happening. I commit this time with you. And yes, this is a test session. Next week we will begin in earnest. My commitment is to hold presence with you once a month in wholeness, in light, as light, choosing light through the form. I will be bringing in different aspects such as heart activation, heart alignment, heart presence, heart wholeness, heart strength, soul strength, soul presence, soul alignment, the Taurus of the heart will be coming into play. And I will be working with you on that. Every show, I will be sharing a process and consciousness and information and depth of presence. But most importantly, I will be standing beside you, holding light and holding that you are in your strength, holding light as well. Every time you do this work for an hour, hold the light, hold your intention. Hold your presence. Stand side by side in form with the rest of us here on this call. Every time you develop yourself as a light holder, you develop yourself and your relationship with your form, with your light, with your heart, your Taurus, your soul, your design. The design that light, that God generated for you, for every human, for every person. Your design, the design that you have available to you, that you operate from, your form is beautiful, deep and complex and wonderful, and it is yours. And as you clear and come home, as you hold light, and deepen in the presence and condition of holding light, you develop your understanding, your relationship with your own form, your ability to to work in your form, your understanding of your form, and what you can do with it, how your own design, your life becomes your own design. That you hold with others around the world in light through your form. You hold that this world is one of peace and freedom and joy and well-being, belongingness, love, strength for all. This is the journey home. This is what home is. Complete wholeness and presence and ownership of your form. The holding of light through your form. The standing side by side with others holding their light through their form. Choosing individually, personally, and globally for peace, freedom, which is the opposite of enslavement. Freedom, creative expression, joy, belonging, wonderment, design, and implementation of light design. Light design that is your creation. Light design that is other wonderful people's creation. Ideas put into action in ways that they haven't been able to attain in the past, or in ways that in the past have started off with great intention and then distorted because of the conditions we've been in. Now, anyone that knows me, anyone that works with me, knows how deeply I'm dedicated to clearing distortion at this point in history. However, this show is not focused on that. It is focused on the light, the alignment with light, the holding light, the intention of light, the relationship with light, the presence with light, your relationship with your form, holding the light through your form, standing together, holding the light. Light is freedom. Light is empowerment. Light is strength. Light is wonderment. Light is creativity. Light is color. Light is joy. Light is expansion in light. Expansion of wonderment. Expansion of joyous design. Light is freedom. It's time. It's time to gather, stand side by side. Each a unique and wonderful person holding their light beside each other through humanity. What strength in God we are. What strength in light we are. So So now it is time for me to take you into a process, an alignment in light. I am deeply aware already that you are holding the light, as am I. Enjoy this process to support the beautiful holding, the strong holding that you are already in the condition of. Deep in the center of your chest is the most beautiful spinning ball of light. This ball of light spins so smoothly, so perfectly. That it's almost as though it's not moving at all. But it is. Breathe. In the center of the spinning ball is a great and beautiful star of light. This star streams light in all directions. This light is the sacred truth of you. Breathe. This beautiful light is infinite, and were you to journey into the center of this light, you would discover that you never reach the center. But that as you move deeper and deeper into the center, the light feels stronger and more present. And more available. And in truth, the light does not vary. It is your relationship with it, your presence with it, that deepens and strengthens and expands. That heals, recovers, as you align, as you come home. And so is your relationship with the sacred truth of you. Your light. That comes to you through your soul. Now, choose for that light, that star of light, your light, to expand through your body. Expand outwards in all directions. Expand outwards through all layers and aspects of your form without you needing to know what they are, because your form is complex. Remaining aware of your heart. As your heart is the center of your entire form. In all ways. Also hold presence with your light. As it expands through your form, your attention, your presence is with your heart and your light combined as they expand through your form. Your form, known and unknown. Your light and your heart expand through the wholeness of you. Your light and your heart are united as one whole condition. Your light and your heart are unified throughout all that you are, and all that you can be, which is infinite, all possibilities. Your light and your heart hold in the condition of freedom. Your light and your heart hold in the condition of strength. Your light and your heart hold in the condition of belonging. Belonging in light. your light, and your heart. Hold in the condition of presence with Earth. In the aligned, honorable, honoring presence with her. Earth, your light and your heart aligned, hold in the condition of community. Your light and your heart hold in the condition of home. Your light and your heart hold in the condition of wholeness. Being unified in the self. Being one with the self. Being one in light. In strength. As the truth of you. The sacred light truth of you. As you hold, the light in presence through your heart, through your form, to whatever degree you are able to in this moment, as you hold in your strength, the light, your sacred light, as you hold, so do I. I stand beside you. And I hold the light, my sacred light. As I hold also that you are holding in strength your light in your form, I stand beside you. Throughout the world, throughout humanity, there are many people listening to this call, present on this call, present here right now, who stand with us, holding their sacred light, holding firm from. As we grow in numbers, as more people come home and join us, so too does the holding of sacred light develop, strengthen, deepen, and gather momentum, in stillness, in presence, throughout humanity. Hold your light and feel the strength in you as you do. 1 hour every month, we gather together to hold the light side by side. One hour every month, we gather together in the light of your soul, of each person's soul, sacred truth of you and of each person will hold here, will hold around the world and deepen and strengthen and expand with this 1 hour strong intention, commitment, presence of holding the light and standing together. So once the hour is over, and for the time from one light gathering to the next, will the presence and condition of that light remain and deepen and strengthen and transform all that you are? Your condition, your relationship with soul, with the sacred truth of you, with your life, your form is going to deepen, strengthen, grow, expand. Your presence standing side by side with everyone else that is present on this call is going to develop, deepen, strengthen in light, and strengthen humanity in light. That is my choice. That is my commitment to this show once a month, the light show. Is that developing ownership of you with your form, with your light, of each person with their form, with their light, of humanity with its form as individuals and as the collective, its form, its light, its belongingness as sacred, its condition as free and home and whole. You are sacred. You were never intended by God, by light. You were never intended for suffering, for struggle, for violation, for abuse, for cruelty, for enslavement. You were never intended for that. That was never chosen for you. It is a condition that was temporary. And is now over. And now is the time to clear, to hold light, and to be free, to come home. Now is the time. And in other work that I do, I go into clearing. I will mention it to acknowledge it because it is critical at this time, but that is not what this show is. This show is the holding of light, the standing side by side, holding light together. Each person aligned with their sacred truth, their light through their soul, your light through your soul. I am not seeking to have you unified in light external to you, and there is a lot of light external to you. Earth has light, nature has light, the Fae have light, other people have light. There are extraordinary anchors of light that you can work with, that can be made available to you, that you can align with. But first, and core to everything important of your condition is your alignment with your own light. So that you come into a relationship with external light, be it earth, be it nature, be it the Fae, be it other people. You come to the alignment with light from your own light, with your own light, as your own light. It is the depth to which you are home and whole and present with your light, operating from your light, that your relationship with external light becomes something honorable, beautiful, and strengthening for all concerned. You will not be feeding off external light if you are whole in your own light. You will not be aligning with distorted light or distorted conditions that show light if you are whole and home and completely aligned with your light. You will be meeting with every condition of light, sacred light, as an equal in your own strength. This is the journey that we are on. Now, we only have a few minutes to go, and so I want to bring this focus to you. This test session, this test run of the show, gives you an indication of what each session is going to hold. You get the gist. It's rough in terms of I don't have any recordings. I don't have an opening for the show yet. I'm sure I will gather that over time, but it's not my priority. My priority is for us to stand together and hold light. So, would you please share this radio show with everyone else that chooses to hold light? Would you invite others, encourage others to gather for 1 hour each month and hold light with us? I invite you, encourage you to do that and to commit to it and hold presence with it yourself. In fact, next week, Monday, if you're in the United States, in the UK, Tuesday, if you're in Australia, and the time varies, so I try to give a range of times, but it is confusing. That will be the first formal show. It's still going to be rough and ready. However, it is strong, and I hope that you feel the strength, because I do. So, next week, same time next week, we will gather for the first formal show and the last show of 2020. What a way to go out. We are claiming the condition of the world. We are claiming the condition of humanity to light. Next week, same time, will be the first formal show. Please share. Please talk about your experience. Please let me know about your experience. Please join me next week, the same time. gather with me, stand with me in light, holding light. Same time next week. And so it will be each month. It should work out to be the second Monday, Tuesday of every month. Although calendars do funny things. But that is the intention. I feel your strength in holding light. I am honored by your presence, and I am grateful for your commitment and devotion to light, to your dedication to your journey home and the homeward journey of humanity, the healing and recovering of humanity and this world. The expansion of humanity and the world beyond all enslavement conditions, distortion, into freedom, to home, to wholeness, to strength, in light, as light. I look forward to our next gathering next week. I look forward to standing beside you once again and holding light. This journey homeward just got a whole lot stronger. Have a beautiful day. Good night.